Okay. Last week we had a chance to open this series of the mitzvah meaning, looking for the meaning in the common everyday mitzvahs. Looking at a mitzvah that we practice every day, the mitzvah of tefillin. Turn our attention now to a mitzvah that we practice every week, and a mitzvah that has a very large footprint in Chumash Mos in particular. Shabbos, Yom Tov, the Tanaim point out that there are various major parshios hamodim. There's a parshios hamodim in Vayikra and in Bamidbar and in Dvarim. Right? You have in Amar, and then you have in Pinchas, and you have in Re'eh. Those are the three major presentations of Yom Tov. You have a Pesach specific in Bo, obviously, and you have individual psukim in Chumash Mos, but the parshios hamodim, the major paragraphs of Yom Tovim, appear Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Dvarim. While Shabbos actually appears multiple times, in multiple parshas of Shabbos, in Chumash Shmos in particular, more so than elsewhere. It's a fascinating phenomenon. Maybe it's, perhaps it speaks to the fact that Shabbos is so fundamental. I think I mentioned in the past, Rabbi Meir Twersky's Ha'ara, based on a comment by the Chovas HaLevavos. Chovas HaLevavos writes in Shara Bechino, when he's talking about the need for a Jew to develop sensitivity to noticing sometimes the underappreciated Chasdei Hashem. So one of the examples Chovas HaLevavos gives is to recognize that the things we need most are the things that are easiest to come by. You need air more immediately than anything else, and air is easy to come by. And then so a step down is water and a step down is food, and they're less critically necessary or less immediately necessary, and they're somewhat less available. And then their items are very expensive because of their rarity, but you can lead a healthy life without ever encountering platinum or gold or diamonds, and they cheer you up. But it's definitely necessary anyway in the way that that food, water, and air are. So Trotsky once had the Ha'ara that what the Chovas HaLevavos writes about our physical, biological needs may be true of our spiritual needs as well. That if Shabbos comes 50 times as often as Yom Kippur, maybe that means that we need Shabbos, in terms of our spiritual diet, our spiritual nutrition, we need Shabbos 50 times as much, so to speak, as we need Yom Kippur. And the Yomim Tovim often draw our attention more, both in terms of studying the halachas and in terms of studying the themes, because as the Gemara says in a different context, now Ayin de Chaviva is so exciting, so they catch our attention more.
I think it was Irving Bunin who once said, as much as the Jews kept Shabbos kept the Jews.
Mm-hmm. You think he was quoting much earlier?
It's actually a story of the Shechta about this.
What?
The story of the Shechta about this story. It's a Haram. It's a Haram.
Really?
Right. And Haram has almost said that. The reason why it came up is because there was a problem in the west side of Manhattan in the 70s, I think, where people were walking out on Shabbos and getting mugged. And they said they had no money. And they would get beaten up because the person who was mugging didn't believe them.
Right.
So the question was, should they carry a $5 bill in case they get mugged so they can give the guy and leave them alone? They're not hurt them as much. And then someone came back and said, no, as much as the Jews kept Shabbos kept the Jews, we shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. In purpose, you know, as a prophylactic. So someone went to Rav Shechter and said, who said that? Because where's that written in which Gemara? And he said, Al-Kharam.
Not your typical source for Torah wisdom.
Well, actually, I think he has a degree in Hebrew or something.
Who?
No,
I didn't know Rav Shechter is the source for Torah wisdom. And Al-Kharam is not your typical source for
the Torah wisdom.
Yeah. No, he does have a background. He believes
it.
I heard that phrase. Yeah. Yeah, no,
the phrase was there.
Like I said,
it was
in Manhattan. People used it, but it was Shabbos. Yeah. Sorry. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. So, right. Shabbos is, returning to our thread from before, right? As you were both saying, right? The need. The spiritual need for Shabbos is apparently acute. And apparently, if it's a mitzvah tedirus, it means that that we need a lot of it, but at the same time, because it's the Yom Tovim draw our attention, Yom Tovim excite us in terms of learning the halachas, and excite us in terms of trying to understand the themes behind them. And Shabbos so often, it's so familiar and so frequent that we sort of take it for granted. But Shabbos is incredibly basic. I think that's also being expressed by the fact that in the foundational sefer of Klal Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael is being given its form in Chumash Mos, again and again and again and again, in B'Shalach, and then in Yisrael, and then in Kisisa, and Vayakal, four separate parshas of Shabbos. And I would suggest four different aspects of Shabbos. In B'Shalach, the focus really is Shabbos as a reality. Klal Yisrael discover Shabbos for the first time, naturally, empirically almost, right? How come Friday, all of a sudden, there's double month? They come to ask what's going on. And that's how they discover Shabbos as a reality. And it's after we discover Shabbos as a reality that then HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents in B'Shalach, and then later on, Yisro and further, there are dinim of Shabbos. But first we come across Shabbos as a reality. Then Yisro, and Chazal understand that B'Shalach is also the pseudos of Shabbos. Yisro, the folk in Aseres HaDibros, the opening focus of the parsha of Shabbos on Aseres HaDibros is on Zachor Sama Shabbos Akasha, which Chazal understands to mean Kiddush. Kisisa, the Torah focuses on Shabbos as an os. We'll return to that soon. And then finally, in Vayakel, the Torah focuses on Shabbos. That's the mention of Shabbos that the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes highlights as the connection between Shabbos and Mishkan. That's where you don't really expect to find Shabbos there. The Torah really is getting into Moshe Rabbeinu giving Klal Yisrael instructions about relaying the instructions about Mishkan and Big Dei Kehuna, and the Torah goes out of its way to begin with Shabbos and then Mishkan. That's the Gemara in Daf Mem Tes. Masechet Shabbos says this alignment of Shabbos and Mishkan rubbing shoulders in such a striking way is supposed to teach us to fill in the gap, because one of the great mysteries of Shabbos and Chumash is the Torah keeps telling us not to do malacha, but never really explains to us what malacha is. It's clear that it's a terrible aveir to do malacha on Shabbos. It's kares and skila. It's repeated again and again and again and again. But what is this malacha that you speak of? Seems like it's an important thing to know. I'm sorry? All right, except for Los of Aravesh. Yeah. So, and whatever Aliyati Yishma Makoma means, which right. may or may not be a reference to a malacha.
Maybe
Mekoshe Sheitzim? Right, Mekoshe Sheitzim, so a couple of hints. But so that's what Chazal say, Vayakel, right? It's the Shabbos and Mishkan rubbing shoulders that teaches us, among other things, what the parent, how to define the concept of malacha. So you have Shabbos as a reality in B'Shalach, we have the Shabbos and Shabbos of Sudos, we have the Shabbos in Yisro, many dimensions, but opening with Kiddush, Shabbos as an Os, and then finally Shabbos of the Yisro Malacha. Before we get to what we do on Shabbos, that ought to flow from what we do and don't do on Shabbos ought to flow from what's driving Shabbos, and what are the ideas that lie behind Shabbos. So maybe we'll enter into this, the beginning of this exploration, with a riddle. A riddle we may have shared in the past. But we say Kiddush every Friday night, kind of in the midst of Zachar Shabbos, Shabbos Akacho. There are three words, you can open a siddur if there's one handy, there are three words in Kiddush that really seem very out of place. Now, on the face of it, we're used to hearing all the words of Kiddush. We've been listening to those words for decades. So maybe take it for granted, like Shabbos in general. You open up the bracha of Kiddush. Yes. The second bracha, after Baruch Pei Gafen. Right? The second bracha, the bracha of Kiddush.
Yes, it's right.
It's utterly out of place.
That's the
Aseres HaDibros in Yisrael. Oh, Givaldik. Right, so Aseres HaDibros in Yisrael focus on
B'Yisrael.
Right. So Aseres HaDibros in Vashanon focus on Zechut Yisrael Mitzrayim. But that just sort of begs the question. Right, Pesach I understand. We say it in every Kiddush. So Pesach I understand well. Shavuos also works well. Sukkot, okay, that's it. It's after Yisrael Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it becomes difficult. Shabbos. So Nathan said, well, it's not really a, it's not the fault. The kasha is not nusach of kiddush. The pasuk in the chumash that requires understanding. How is Shabbos a zecher? Zecher yetzias Mitzrayim.
So pasuk of Shabbat.
Yeah.
I would say that when you're a slave, you don't decide when you can rest.
Mm-hmm.
So and your master doesn't necessarily give you resting time.
Oh.
So it was our master said, you know, I'm gonna, you know, free you from the slavery and tell you that you can have rest.
Oh, right.
He's mandated rest.
Right.
The Midrashim have the whole thing. I mean, it's also relating to Shabbos. The whole thing about that Moshe Rabbeinu remains that there be Shabbos in Mitzrayim.
So let's break the question down a little more. So that's a very good point. It's a point that the Chinuch and others make, right? That the fact that you get to rest is indicative of the fact that I'm not an Eved, so I can my time is my own, and I can afford to and have the ability to take a break. Along lines of what we were talking about the other week, but Kiddush HaChodesh, some of the Rishonim say, the Kiddush HaChodesh is the first mitzvah that they get on the eve of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the whole notion of being masters of your time, the Sfar Nobuch HaShar, the whole notion of controlling one's own time is essentially the opposite of what it means to be a slave. The question of what does Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim mean sort of breaks into two levels. The second one is what you're addressing, which is, well, how does Shabbos serve as a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? How does it communicate it? The other question, which is maybe even the conceptually first question, is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in what sense? How does that meld with a Zecher L'Briyas Olam? They seem like they're two very different ideas. I mean, we understand there are mitzvahs to remember Z'Briyas Olam, and there are mitzvahs to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are a whole host, right, at the end of Bo and elsewhere, mitzvahs to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what does it mean by Shabbos? So the tour already takes up this question in Siman Reish Ayin Alef in Or Chaim, which is the opening siman of Hilchos Kiddush. The tour is typically a sefer of halacha, but every once in a long while he'll venture into the world of parshanot, of explaining Tanakh, explaining the ideas behind mitzvahs. And this is one of the times where sometimes he'll spend time explaining the nusach of a particular bracha, Vashi Yatzar, and some of the other brachas. So Kiddush is one of those places where he says, you know, it puts aside for a moment the details of how to say Kiddush and who says Kiddush and when you say Kiddush, to get into, well, what are you saying? Let's understand the text. And he actually gets into this Chumash question and talks about Zayin, works his way through the Brach of Kiddush, and he begins to quote, and the Rambam and others work on the notion of Zecher, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. I came across, and there are several approaches in Rishonim to this Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. I came across a very beautiful Briskerav. Briskerav on Chumash. There are two versions of the Briskerav and Chumash. There's a more popular Sefer, I commonly know as the stencils, because they once were in stencil form, and they scored that name sort of stuck. But the brisker of stencils are the based on notes of the Talmidim took during the brisker of Shia. But then there's the Chidushim on Chumash, which was published posthumously by the children of the brisker of, based on his own, that Sefer he had put together and hadn't published during his lifetime. And what's the glorious Sefer, and very often you get the impression that he's sort of giving you like these nuggets that aren't fully unpacked. He's sort of giving like this core idea, and you need to unpack it some more. So this is one of those cases. Bar Ilan does not yet have the Briskerav Al Torah, so I'm grateful to the Lindenbaum family, who ultimately were the ones who provided me with Bar Ilan 16 plus many years ago. You may not even remember. I think back when Usher was in the Shir. So I've been using it ever since. But they have not yet gotten up to Briskerav Al Torah. So I took a picture, and that's the first item on the Maror HaMakomos. He gives sort of a core idea, focusing on, as we said before, the four different parshios, four different perspectives, four different aspects of Shabbos, profiled in the course of Chumash Mos. So the parshion Kisiso often gets the least focus. That's what the Torah talks about Shabbos as an oath. He said, "Achas Shabbosai Tishmaru ki osi beni v'nechem, beni uvein b'nei Yisrael osi liolam ki sheishis amas Hashem v'shmayim v'zaretz." The first is an oath to know Ken Yisrael mekadishchem, that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekadish you, and then it's an oath ki sheishis amas Hashem v'shmayim v'zaretz. So he says, Torah says twice that Shabbos is an oath. It's a sign. A sign to the fact that I God, endow you with Kedusha, and a sign that I, God, create the universe. So the Briskrav says, Os, that's Zecher, Tzias Mitzrayim, Zecher Lamaaseh Bereishis. But look at what happens when you say that. Yesh lomar, dihinei b'Shabbos ikar shtei dvarim. Says the two aspects to Shabbos, chad di Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. Number one, Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim, which he defines as Yisod levechiras u'kedushas Yisrael. The Tzias Mitzrayim as the basis, as the bedrock, as the foundation, as the beginning of the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, as the beginning of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. The goal of Yitzias Yisrael was Matan Torah. And it quotes a series of psukim to that extent. So that's what this pasuk Kisisa is saying. It's an oath to know Kani Hashem Mekadeshchem. Zecher Yitzias Yisrael, the Brisker Rav is very subtly b'mechadesh. Zecher Yitzias Yisrael is not about the historical event of Yitzias Yisrael. Unlike, let's say, the Rambam, quoted by the Tur, who talks to the melding, the dovetailing of the zech, of these two zecharim, zecher yetzias ma'aseh bereishis, zecher yetzias mitzrayim, as being both expressions of the same idea. Kodesh Baruch Hu creates the universe, so he it follows it. The full picture of zecher yetzias, zecher ma'aseh bereishis, not only they created it, but it continues to be involved to know, to control, and so on and so forth. So Rambam writes, so then, yetzias mitzrayim is sort of a natural expression, application of the core idea of masturbation. That's why the Rambam presents it. The Brisker Rav says it's not about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the historical event. It's not about the emunah that we drew from, that was demonstrated by Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not like most other mitzvahs, as Ramban tells us, are actually remembering the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Karban Pesach and Pinyon HaBen and Tefillin and so on and so forth. Brisker Rav says, but when we say Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Shabbos means something else. We mean Zecher to what Yitzias Mitzrayim accomplished. Zecher to the relationship that was forged through the process that began Yitzias Mitzrayim. As opposed, he says, Zecher Masturbation is the universal relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of mankind, really between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the cosmos. Zecher Masturbation is the universal aspect of Shabbos. Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim is the particularistic, Kalal Yisrael specific aspect of Shabbos. It goes on to say, Ha'os HaRishon, the bottom of the first column, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim isn't just about Shabbos. It's Shabbos and all the Yom Tovim. All the Moedim are Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also. How Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim? And not because, again, they're not commemorating the historical event of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Shabbos and all the Moedim speak to the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, as opposed to Zecher Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is specific to Shabbos and not to Yom Tov. So that's, a horizon-broadening take on Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Unlike, again, the Rambam of the Rishon presented by the Tur, that Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim means the specifics of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Brisker Rav is presenting it as it's about being a Jew, being a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim is being a Jew. And that's why the Gemara talks about the Nachrish HaShavas is incredibly inappropriate for a non-Jew to keep Shabbos, because although Shabbos has the Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis universal aspect to it, it also has a particular Kalal, the unique relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and as such, the Gemara is like it's almost to adultery. Someone from outside of this bond is trying to step into Shabbos, which is Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, meaning expressive of the marriage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. I would add two more, so that's in terms of understanding what the ideas of Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim and Zecher Ma'aseh Bereishis are. Again, either we're talking about the specific historical event of Yitzias Mitzrayim, or we're talking about what Yitzias Mitzrayim accomplished, the bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. I would add on the topic of Zecher Ma'aseh Bereishis, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, two additional elements, one put forward by the Chinuch, one put forward by the Kuzari, and then that will close out the first part of our investigation, which is looking at the ideas that lie behind Shabbos, and then we'll turn our attention after the Chinuch and the Kuzri, turn our attention to the time we have remaining to see some of the dinim of Shabbos, the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and what they express. Yeah.
Perhaps what the Bishwav was saying could perhaps be evident maybe in the third parsha of Kriyashma. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeis Yaschem Eretz Mitzrayim Dios Lachem. Underline the Elokeichem. It says here, Shehi Yisov Dechivas Bidush
Yisrael. And that's the pasuk he's quoting. Ah, so you're saying it's the Lachem in the pasuk that he's interested in. Yeah, maybe. That's a very good point.
The Biskobot perhaps would be double underlining the Lachem.
If he had bold, if he had the ability to bold or to underline, that's what you've done. Yeah, I think that's a very sharp point. That's a very sharp point. The Chinuch, there's so much to be in the Chinuch, but I want to draw your attention to one particular point. In this mitzvah, Lamed Beis, in the Chinuch, is the mitzvah, the Lav of Yisra Malacha. Lamed Aleph, he counts in this week's Sedrin Yisro as the mitzvah of Kiddush, Zachar Samar Shabbos and Kachav. Then the Torah goes on to say, you can't, in Aseret HaDibros, you cannot do Malacha. So that's mitzvah Lamed Beis. Misha Rashi, mitzvah Zil, he talks about the ideas behind this mitzvah. In addition to talking about Zeich HaMasa Breisha, Zeich HaYitzias Mitzrayim, where the Shabbos reminds you of these ideas, he opens by saying, I think part of what he's driving at is it's not just how does Menucha Shabbos express Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zeich HaMasa Breishis. So usually you say, well, I'm doing something different. As Nathan said, the activity itself is a commemorative of not creating a world, of not working for others. But the Chinuch says, it's not only that I'm sort of like reenacting in some sense Masturbation is Yitzhak Mitzrayim, but it's Sheniya Penuyim Me'asakim El Chavod Hayom to create space, to create headspace so that one can be Mizbonin. In addition to the fact that the activity itself, the Menucha, the Shisa for Malacha, is commemorating and recreating, but the notion of Menucha also is to have time to think. And without the time to think, then I'm not going to be able to absorb the ideas. And then I would turn your attention to the Sefer HaKuzri, who also talks about an additional element, sort of aside from Zeich HaMasa Breishis, Zeich HaYetzias Mitzrayim. There wasn't room in the sheet for the full presentation of the Kuzri, but this is near the end of Maamar Sheni, Os Nun. Later in Os Nun, he speaks about Zeich HaMasa Breishis, Zeich HaYetzias Mitzrayim, but he says, that's an addition to the first concept. And the first concept, before Zeich HaMasa Breishis, Zeich HaYetzias Mitzrayim, is Simcha. A very fascinating, very, very, very fascinating a couple of lines in the Kuzri, where he writes, Kolel Shel Davar, says, our Torah is divided between different moods, between Yira, and Ava, love, and Simcha. And each one of these modes, each one of these moods, is an avenue to come close to Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, don't think you're more religious when you're fasting than on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Each one is important, and each one works, and each one is an important piece of the puzzle. Kishetia simchascha, he says, the kavana v'lev shalom. When your simcha is focused, when your simcha is wholeheartedly spiritual, he says, just like you need kavana when you're crying to Ribbono Shel Olam, you need kavana when you're happy. It's not just a break. This is an aspect of Os Hashem. Shetisbach mitzvah atzma, because you love the mitzvah, because you recognize who you're doing the mitzvah for, that ought to bring to simcha. It says, imagine you're Ba'bach San Yaso. You're invited to Ribbono Shel Olam's guest house. Karul Shulchan Avetuvo. You're called to his table. Think about life in those terms, that's going to generate a sense of gratitude. And then he goes on to say, "Im tavar b'chah simcha l'anigun v'arikud," and if you'll be so happy, your happiness on Shabbos Yom Tov will be so great that you'll end up singing and dancing. "Hi avoda v'davka be'in elki." That's an expression of avos Hashem. That's an expression of dveikus. Mind you, the Sefer HaKuzri is Rabbi Yehuda Levi, who lived six or more centuries before the Baal Shem Tov. So not the notion that dancing is an important part of Os Hashem was perhaps republicized by the Baal Shem Tov, but certainly was not not original. And then he goes on to say a very important point. The Eila HaDvarim, and this is an idea that he develops, I think, several places in Sefer Kuzri, the importance of keeping things balanced and keeping things in check. The Eila HaDvarim, lo hinicha osam ha-tor mufkarim. The Torah didn't want simcha and happiness and dancing to be just hefker, to be unregulated. Kulam tachas masoras. All of them lie under the rubric, the guidelines of our masoras. We need, you can't just let it run amok. And he says that's why the Torah is mitzvahs about simcha. The Torah gives us Shabbos and Yontif as a time to express simcha. There'll be other times you're going to express yira. Because simcha run amok is not helpful. Simcha run amok is not going to help us grow towards Jerusalem. But simcha in a controlled, thoughtful, designed way is going to lead us towards Jerusalem. And then he goes on to say, aside from Shabbos as opportunity for Holy Simcha, Shabbos is also Zecher Masturbation, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's a little bit akin to that Sefer HaChinuch, but instead of thinking about Shabbos as sort of opportunity for meditative focus, it's Shabbos as an opportunity as an avenue, as a vehicle for a Holy Simcha. So these are some of the ideas, again, that lie behind Shabbos. So the ideas that drive in Shabbos are Zeichel Masturbatius, Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, again, different ways of looking at Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, or the historical event Tzias Mitzrayim, and the Yesodos Amunah that were evident, or Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, as the Brisk Rav put it, as an expression of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then finally, it's the opportunity to think, and it's the space to be happy. And the space to express that happiness.
Can I make a side point here?
Sure.
Is in the halachic realm,
mm-hmm.
the question of whether the simcha on Shabbos is one of those yeshivish chakiras.
Yeah, that's an important point. That's right. That is very fascinating. The Sefer Kuzri with Rav Zevin has a beautiful article in Or HaHalacha about Kuzri B'Halacha, different halachic issues that can be drawn from the Kuzri. So he talks about. International Dateline is the biggest of all. Right, absolutely. I don't remember whether he talks about this. Simcha on Shabbos. Kuzri seems to be saying pretty clearly that the mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. Simcha is central to Shabbos.
It's funny because Miros have Simcha throughout.
Yeah.
Miros at least, they're all...
So that's interesting. That's something to think about. That's what Nusach Svar, you say Yismachu Malchuscha most of the Shmon Esres. In Ashkenaz, you only say Yismachu on Musaf. The Rav, I think, gave an explanation that maybe there's an aspect of Simcha on Shabbos when you're in Beis HaMikdash. So Musaf is really all about the carbon. So, okay, but you're right. The Reuel Levi here is aligning with the, you got to take a look who wrote Menucha V'Simcha to see who are the Rishonim and Paitanim who are assuming an aspect of a Simcha on Shabbos. Yeah, but you're right. The Sefer Kuzri is giving it a lot of prominence. Now, one of the major, turn our attention again from the ideas that lie behind Shabbos to the ways in which those ideas are expressed through the various mitzvahs. You take a look at here in number six, the Rambam opens the final chapter of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed. Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos, Shnayim Min HaTorah U'Shnayim Min Divrei Sofrim. There are four mitzvahs of Shabbos, two that appear explicitly in the Chumash, and the other two are Torah Shel Peh. They mufurash in the Nevi'im, but they're divrei Kabbalah, they're expressed the way the Rav had a long and beautiful Yartzeit Drasha that's centered in part in this Rambam. We don't have time now to give it full expression. But the two ideas that were made, ideas of the Torah Shel Peh and divrei Sofer, they were made explicit by the Nevi'im, in Yeshayahu, Sheba Torah, Zachar V'Shamah. Right? Zachar is the opening word of the Aseret HaDibros as presented in this week's Sedra in Parshas Yisro. Shamar is the way they're presented in the parallel presentation in Vaschanan. One of the biggest differences between Yisro and Vaschanan is that you begin with Zachar Zemar Shabbos Kacho or Shamar Zemar Shabbos Kacho. Zachar, the Chazalim says, Lahazakir, that's just to remember, Lahazakir to mention, the mitzvah Aseh of Kiddush, which was a topic of the previous parak in Rambam. You see the previous passage. Parak Chavtes begins with the mitzvah of Zachar, of Kiddush, which, by the way, the Rambam specifically understands that Kish and Havdalah are both part of the mitzvah. Because the Rambam, the mitzvah really is to verbalize, to verbally express the distinction between Shabbos and Chol when you transition in either direction. When Shabbos comes in, when Shabbos goes out, it's really a mitzvah of Havdalah, to talk about the difference of Havdalah between Shabbos and Chol. So two parallel, symmetrical parts of the mitzvah. And then Shamar is to avoid Malacha. Shamar means in Iser, avoid Malacha. And the other two that the Yishayahu makes explicit are Kavod and Oned. Giving it respect and enjoying Shabbos. Giving to Shabbos in a sense and taking from Shabbos. Ram goes on to define Kavod and Oneg as Kavod, he writes, respecting Shabbos is primarily the preparation to do for Shabbos. I'm going to write famously in Halacha Vav, quoting a Gemara at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, that no one should think that it's beneath me to personally do preparation for Shabbos. The greatest of the Amoraim were involved. Everyone had his job. One put up the chalent and one swept the floor. Not exactly, but to give other examples, in some ways even more menial. Getting the wicks ready and plucking the feather and defeathering the chickens and salting the fish and chopping the firewood. They worked hard. And these were the greatest of the Amoraim. But they never said it's beneath their dignity. As Rambam goes on to say, that is your dignity, to give kavod to Shabbos. The preparing for Shabbos is a big part of the kavod for Shabbos. And then Rambam writes, Halacha Gimel, and the way one dresses for Shabbos, it's fascinating. The Rav points out in the Yartzeit Rasha, the way the Rambam presents this idea of dressing in Big Day Shabbos, ideally it's nicer clothing. It'll be a step up. But he, Rav points out, the Rambam says, but if all my clothing is fancy, I have to at least have a different clothing for Shabbos. Even if I can't make it better, at least it should be different. Because at its core, the covenant of Shabbos is making sure to express the fact that Shabbos is different, that something's going on. Ideally, it's going to be more so. And it goes back to Rama Halacha Beis, where he talks about the bathing and other preparations, bathing and dressing, kemoshu yotzei l'kras melech. Preparing yourself and waiting. Yoshev b'kobed rosh. I should wait in advance, waiting for Shabbos to come in. The way I would get ready if the king, not the queen, Rambam says, but the king was coming to my house. The Rav points out also the language of king rather than queen, that much of the language of Halacha Beis, Halacha Beis is reminiscent of the language Rambam uses in talking about tefillah, particularly Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayin. Halacha Tefillah, he talks about Tefillah, the core of Shemoneh Esrei, is coming face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillah is an opportunity, small opportunities every day to come face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos is with a more extensive Tefillah-like opportunity to welcome HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our home, as opposed to Tefillah and Mikdash and Olil HaRegel, where we're going to base Hashem. Shabbos is where we invite Rosh Hashanah in. That's why there's such a stress on preparing the house, because we're inviting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our home.
Yehuda Halevi also has a thing like that when he describes a chassid in Ma'amar Gimel. He says that the person, the what's it called,
like O.C. Gimel or something.
Yeah,
some of them in the teens.
But he says that the chassid is characterized by the great part of his day is when he gets to get closest to God in his prayer, and the great part of his week is the Shabbos. When he gets
this may be one of the ideas that Rama picked up from Yehuda Levi. There's more to say, and we only have a minute or two left. We'll touch briefly on a couple of questions we're not necessarily going to have a chance to answer now. There is a Ran, number four, who speaks, the way Rabbi Shechter reads this Ran is that the Ran speaks to the notion of seeing Shabbos as a package deal. All these different mitzvahs, but that Zachar v'Shalom v'Dibur Echad Nemru, the fact that the Torah puts these two into parallel in the Seras HaDibros, speaks to the fact that all the different aspects of Shabbos, the mitzvahs Aseh and mitzvahs Lo Aseh, are all one package deal, together accomplishing these goals. We didn't have a chance to discuss at length the way in which melacha is specifically zechel masa bereishis, insofar as to make a long story very short, is the number of the dinim of melacha and the way in which we choose which. There were many things they did in preparing for the Mishkan that do not make the list of lamatas melachas. Carrying makes in by the skin of its teeth. The Gemara Rishon talk about the malacha gerua, Tosis says several times. Something by Tosis explained, there's not much chidush. You may be working very hard when you're carrying, but you're not really changing things much. Breathing and talking, communication was an essential part of building Mishkan, but you're not making or doing anything. Because after all, Ribono Shlom didn't work hard in creating the world. It was Asara Ma'amaros. It was effortless, but it was incredibly creative. So what we do when we try to replicate that is not to avoid exertion. That's a Yisrael Rabbanan or a Mitzvah say. But the core Yisrael of Melacha is to avoid creative activity. That also explains the relationship between Avon Tolda is less about what you do and how much you sweat, and more about what's the creative nugget, what's the creative impact. But Rabbi Tatz talks about Shabbos as a time to stop doing and start being. To just focus on being as opposed to doing. That's an expression of this halachic concept of what malacha is. I'll just close by to think about Zohar and Shamar and then Kavod and Oneg. They all speak to the fact that these ideas, the core ideas of Emunah and of appreciating our unique connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Simcha and the Hezbonas, they're all going to be absorbed most effectively when we take value Shabbos, not just do what we need to do, but when it's with thought and whether it's with pride, that will vastly multiply the power of Shabbos to endow us with these ideas. And that's how the Kavod and Oneg serve to reinforce that together with Zachar and Shamar, all of these concepts. Thank you so much.